We are reading this morning from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, Isaiah 11, verses 1 to 10. Let us hear God's word. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Have you ever had to cut down a tree? Have it cut down by someone, or perhaps cut it down yourself? We had an ash tree on our front yard, and had is the operative word in that. It fell victim to the emerald ash borer some time ago, and so a couple of years ago, we had to take it down. Neighbor came over, and the two of us worked at it, got the tree down, got it all cut up, all in pretty good time. We did not want to grow another ash tree, so we brought somebody in to grind the stump down completely so that we would have room to put up our cherry tree. There's no cherry borers, as far as we know. Last summer, the neighbor on the other side took down his ash tree, but it didn't want to be stopped living. It kept putting out shoots all the rest of that summer, and all through this past summer, it continued to put out shoots. It continued to want to live. It continued to want to grow. There was still life in it. One more tree story. Several years ago, when we lived out west, we had to take down a pretty large pine tree that was in our front yard. It was about 20 meters tall and was about 75 centimeters in diameter. It was a pretty big tree, but our driveway had started to buckle because of the roots, and the road had started to buckle a bit. The city wasn't interested in taking it down, but they would have found us kind of liable if the road got ruined, so we decided that we better take it down. And a man from the church came, and he brought his chainsaw and his brother, and together we took this pretty large tree down. We had to fell it in as a whole because we didn't have the expertise or the equipment to cut it down bit at a time. So everything was done correctly, and Al dropped the tree right where he wanted it, in the road. It was a fairly quiet street, and we did have, you know, people stopping traffic in case anybody came along. And we cut it all up and did away with it. And we had the stump sitting there. And we didn't want it to continue to grow. We didn't want sprouts coming out. So I did some reading to discover how you kill a tree stump. And one of the prime ways, apparently, is you drill holes down into the stump and pour gasoline into the holes, or some other noxious substance. Didn't really want to do that, so we just watched it, and there were no new shoots coming out. We thought, well, maybe that's it. And a year went by, no shoots. 2 years, no shoots. 3 years went by, there were no shoots. So we figured it was probably dead. Sometime later, I was cutting the grass. I trimmed around the stump, and I stepped on it, and my foot went right into the stump. It just collapsed under my foot because it was rotten inside. The stump was well and truly dead. There was no life in it at all. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. Sounds kind of like this stump was like our neighbor's ash tree stump, right? The shoots were coming out. It wanted to grow. But no, this stump of Jesse was like our dead pine tree stump, a stump with no life in it and no natural ability to send out new shoots. So what's that all about? This is the first Sunday in the season of Advent. Advent is the four Sundays leading up to Christmas. It is a time of preparation, but not just preparing for Christmas. It is a time for us to prepare for the Lord's return as well, when the Lord Jesus will come again in glory and wonder and will set all things right as he brings the fullness of his kingdom to this world, to this new world. Advent calls us to look at the big story arc, to look back to the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, that humble birth, and to see the whole of the arc of the story that goes all the way to the last day, the day of the Lord, when Jesus returns. Advent calls us to look at that whole story arc. The TV shows that I have tended to like are the ones with strong story arcs. There are TV shows where each episode is a story unto itself, and it's not necessarily connected very strongly with the other episodes in the series. But there are some shows where each episode builds on the last one. It builds up and it builds up. So as long as it doesn't get canceled before the end, you reach the climax of this overall story arc. And it's a big thing. It's a great way to tell a story. You're all trying to see what TV shows I watch, right? I've seen most of them, but not all of them, just to say that. But the ones I haven't seen, I know, are good story arc stories. Well, the Bible also has a magnificent story arc. Probably the biggest story arc that has ever existed, because it goes from the beginning of creation, runs through all of history, right to the end, which becomes the new beginning. So in Advent, we look at the big story arc, or as we sometimes call it, God's plan of salvation. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The prophet Isaiah wrote these words to tell something of God's plan of salvation. Now, when we hear the word prophet, our minds immediately run to predicting the future. That's what prophets do, right? They predict the future. Well, in the Bible, prophets were those who brought God's word or God's message to his people. Sometimes that was a warning that would say, if you do not return to the Lord, then this will happen. Sometimes it was a promise that a prophet would proclaim God's promise of his protection, God's promise to restore his people, and God will do this no matter what. And sometimes it was God revealing part of his plan of salvation. And from where we sit, that can look an awful lot like predicting the future. But the truth is, the future is in God's hands. Nothing surprises God. I can tell you with a fact that you could do something, you could do anything, and God's not going, wow, I never saw that coming. The future is in God's hands. And so the prophets proclaim God's word to his people. That's what Isaiah did. Now, in the Old Testament, we read about the stories of God's people, each of those individual stories that fit in with that larger story arc. And we read that sometimes the people were faithful to God and they followed and they trusted. And sometimes they turned away from him and didn't have anything to do with God. And that cycle of faithful and faithlessness just repeated over and over and over again. But through all of that, God remained faithful to his people, calling them to come back home to him. And part of that faithfulness was the promise that he would one day send his Messiah. He would send his Messiah to his people to save them. Messiah simply means anointed one, chosen and appointed by God to save his people. The promise was that the Messiah would be a descendant of David, King David, the greatest of the kings of God's people. Then into this story, God spoke through the prophet Isaiah. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. As I said earlier, the stump that is spoken of here is not like my neighbor's ash tree stump that desperately wanted to continue to live. The stump of Jesse was like the old pine tree stump that was dead, lifeless, rotten in the middle. But it's out of that stump, out of the dead, rotten stump, that a new shoot would come. You see, the throne had passed from David to his son Solomon. And it would pass to his son and so on down through the ages so that descendants of David would always be on the throne. But it wasn't that far down the road that we got kings of David's line who didn't follow the Lord. And in fact, took the people away from God. With a few exceptions along the way, David's line had gone bad. David's line was all but dead, rotten in the center. And that's why this passage speaks of Jesse's stump and not David's stump. You see, Jesse was David's father, but Jesse was a peasant. Jesse was a nobody. The royal family had lost its sense of royalty in God's eyes and had returned to obscurity. The royal family had become a nobody, a son of Jesse, not a son of David. Not only obscure, but rotten to the core, even dead. But a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The promise of the Messiah was fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus was and is God's Messiah, sent to save his people, sent to save us. Jesus is the shoot that came from the dead stump of Jesse. Life from death. Life from lifelessness. The rest of the passage goes on to describe the work of the Messiah and goes on to describe what that last day will be like when the Lord returns and there is peace in every way. As we move towards Christmas, we find that the Christmas story is a connected story. The Christmas story is part of that bigger story that we find in the Bible that runs from creation to the last day. And Jesus' birth fulfilled God's promise to send his Messiah to save his people. And Jesus will come again to establish the fullness of his kingdom and to make everything right. That means that we here today are actually part of that big story arc that is told in the Bible. Because it started at creation, ran through all the stories of God's people to the birth of Jesus and his life and death and resurrection and ascension and the history of the church over the last 2,000 years. And it continues on through to the day that Jesus returns. Well, we're in there. And in Jesus, we become part of that story. So here at the beginning of Advent, as we find our place in that big story arc, let us also find hope in that connected story. Let us find hope because God loves you. Jesus, the Messiah, is the Son of God. Jesus is God. And he came to this world with the expressed purpose of saving you by offering his life on the cross and rising from the dead. The cross was no accident. The purpose of Christmas was so that Good Friday and Easter could happen. Jesus was born that he should offer his life as a sacrifice for our sins, and that he would rise again at the call of his Father. Jesus loves you to the point of the cross and back again in his resurrection. So in this Advent, find hope in the fact that Jesus loves you. God brings life out of lifelessness. God brings life out of death. The shoot that became a fruitful branch came from a dead stump. Yes, God uses the natural and normal parts of existence to impact our lives, but he also uses the supernatural to impact our lives. God is not limited. God is not restricted in any way. The only limits that God has are the limits he has put upon himself to give us room and space to respond to him so that we love him. There would be no choice in our loving him if God filled that full space. So he limits himself to give us room to love him. You see, God is for life. God gives us life in abundance and eternal life. He offers that life to us in the Messiah, Jesus. Is life somehow lacking for you these days for whatever reason? Accept the depth of the life that Jesus offers you. Find profound hope in the fact of God bringing life out of lifelessness, life out of death. And God gives us confidence. Many today struggle with confidence. Self-doubt, insecurity, anxiety, reign. God gives us confidence, but not in ourselves. God gives us confidence in him and his love for us. God has proven himself to us in Jesus. Let him prove himself to you. Find lasting hope in the fact of God's faithfulness to you and in you. Advent is here. It is time to celebrate the Christmas story, that part of that great connected story that we find in the Bible. And as we move through Advent, Find hope in God's love for you. Find hope in his bringing life out of death. Find hope in the confidence and faithfulness he gives to you. In this connected story, find hope in Jesus. Let's pray together. Our loving God, we thank you for this season of preparation in which we look back and look ahead. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his humble birth. We thank you for all that he did in this world. We thank you for the cross and his sacrifice. We thank you for his resurrection and his ascension. We thank you for this Christmas story, the story that tells us of salvation in Jesus the Messiah. Fill us, Lord, with your love. Fill us with the life you give us in Jesus. Fill us with confidence in you. And we pray, Lord, your blessing upon this world, that as Christians, as the church around the world, mark Advent and prepare to celebrate Christmas, we pray that we would be a witness to you and your grace in many, many ways. We pray, Lord, the same for the city of Ottawa, that we would, as a church on Woodruff and the churches in the city, be a witness to this city of your grace in Jesus. We pray that you would reach out into the city and use us to reach out to draw others to yourself. Bless us and use us, Lord, for your glory. Father, we pray your grace and blessing upon Jack and Audrey, and continue healing and hope and gratitude in you. Bless all, Lord, who are in need this day. Reach out your hand. Heal. Be present. Pour out your love, your grace, and your mercy. We pray in Jesus Christ. Amen.